97.1 FM Talk Podcast. Find everything Mark Cox at 971talk.com/Cox.
How cocaine tastes, Jonesy, better watch your speed.
We are live in beautiful downtown Eureka this morning. It is just a gorgeous day. I hope if you are out and about, you have a chance to swing by before the show is over this morning, because we are trying to help out our friends from the Focus Marine Foundation and just the great work they do. I mean, it takes on extra meaning because today, of course, is the anniversary of 9/11. And a lot of veterans, I mean, this is just so impactful what they do for our veterans and the people involved in the war on terror and the ones that came back and maybe needed some direction when they got back. This morning we got Brian and Jennifer Jefferson with us with the Focus Marines Foundation. Jennifer's executive director. Brian's one of the instructors, and we appreciate having you here. Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for all you do. So for people who may not be as familiar with the organization, obviously, as we are, tell us what you do.
So we bring veterans in post 9/11 primarily from all over the country four times a year, and we have a 7-day program here in Augusta, Missouri, and we help them reconnect with the person that they want to be and really give them the tools to make that happen. We know that we can't take anything away from their trauma. We can't fix that for them, but we can maybe give them a new perspective to help them live a better life, whatever that means for them.
Yeah, what do those numbers look like? I mean, how many people are you able to bring in at a time?
So we bring in about 25 to 30 veterans every time, so a little over 100 a year, and we're almost about to be over 1,100 with this upcoming session that we have coming next week. So we've changed quite a lot of lives. So
what types of things specifically would you be doing with those veterans?
So we help them really understand how things get embedded in your brain and what makes you who you are, and then if that's not working for you, some tools on how to make the difference and how to change that. So if for whatever reason they've got anger issues or they're really struggling with depression or relationship issues, we not only help them identify those issues, we help them actually with tools so that they can make those issues better for them and better for their families and their children. So,
Brian, tell us about your role.
So I get to go out and give them some of those tools.
And hang out, yeah.
Yeah, hang out with them. You know, it's always nice to be around a bunch of Marines again, and so it's enjoyable. We do a lot of things. We walk through them and identify their behavioral traits, those things that help define them and bring them peace in their life and how to maximize them. We talk to them about how to open and run a business and some of the challenges they may face, right, turning some of those hobbies they have into, you know, business ventures and producing income for their family again to reach the goals that they've set, you know, throughout the session.
You've got veterans who are physically affected by what they've been through. You've got obviously others that are emotionally affected. I see the numbers. This is the most recent number in my brain, is that we're losing like 22 veterans a day to suicide. Anything you can do to reach those folks? I mean, I'm not saying that a lot of the folks that come here are at risk for that, but I guess you never know, right?
Correct. And a lot of it's reconnecting them back with their community, their tribe.
Right.
The Marine Corps is a tight-knit community, right? And all the branches of the service are. There's only 1% of our country that serves in any branch of the service. So connecting them back and providing, you know, groups like the calls Jen holds once a month, 22, you know, a day, those calls, and the refocus calls where she brings them back in, reaffirms the information they've heard out there, goes a little deeper into that. She's brought people back into those sessions who've, you know, attended 10 years ago.
Wow.
In the program. So they're always connected back into it, and it becomes a real family and a real tribe.
I was going to say that's probably key to this, right, is that it creates that network for them so that even when they're no longer with your program, they still have that group of friends or just even you guys who they can turn back to if anything comes up. Because I imagine this is a lifelong process for them, right? They go and they experience something like that, being in the Marine Corps, and then you come back and you're just expected to go back to normal life. And obviously not having any military experience, but I cannot even imagine how difficult that would be.
Yes, and I think bringing them all together and helping them to work this program together is really the secret sauce, because they are so alone sometimes in the way that they're feeling and isolated from everything, which is a huge cause of part of that 22 a day, is that they're just isolated and out there alone trying to deal with all of this stuff by themselves. We don't do that in the military. We always have a buddy with us. And so giving them back that purpose of being part of that team and that purpose of being there for the next guy that might be struggling is also part of it. And giving them that network of folks that they can do that with is huge. So.
I love to hear that you're still connected to people who were maybe here 10 years ago.
Yes. And we will tell them that we will never leave you. So if you are still wanting to engage, 20 years from now, they all have my personal cell phone number. And I have connections to different resources. And I know I'm not the only one that is like that. Everybody that's involved in our program has that same, call me, don't sit here by yourself and struggle. Call me, don't be alone. So.
Right. Brian, any stories, like personal stories you could relate from your time with these veterans over the years where you could just maybe tell the impact that it's had?
They've had more of an impact on me.
Probably.
Than I ever could on them. Seeing some of the adversity these guys go through, some of the challenges they go through. And some of it is realizing we were lucky. I got to marry a Marine. So we were both in the Marine Corps together. So we've got to do our journey together in life. And life comes with ups and downs, and sometimes they're not combat related. But giving them those tools that we have available to us is amazing. We have friends here today. Yeah, Todd Nicely is going to speak later. I mean, the adversity he's gone through in his life and how he's impacted other people's lives is amazing to watch. So I can't say that I give anything. I probably take as much as I give.
You have some people listening right now, I'm sure, who are thinking, gosh, this is a fantastic organization. I'd love to get involved. What are some of the practical ways that people could get involved and help out your organization, give back?
So always donations help because we are privately funded. We are a 501c3. We take no government funding whatsoever. And so it is private donations that make our program possible. Bringing these guys in from all over the country is at no expense to them. So we take care of all of their travel and we make sure they get here comfortably. But donations always are helpful. And then we also, if you know somebody that's struggling, and all of this can be found at our website, focusmarines.org. It's super easy. It's right on the front page. It's not complicated at all. So they can apply to come as a participant, then they can also donate right there as well.
Yeah. And we do have a table down here on South Central in Eureka. If you're in the area, you can swing by before the end of the broadcast. You got another hour and 15 minutes here. You can make a donation in person. If it's easier to do it online, we can do it that way. And in addition to that, you can meet some of the fine folks like you two who've dedicated your life to doing this. Thank you for what you do.
Oh, thank you for having us. This is awesome to be here.
I mean, the significance of being here on 9/11, right. What does that mean to you?
Oh my gosh, everybody that I've met that has come through this program, and myself included, I know exactly where I was in that moment when that happened, and every one of them was there, and they stood up and they joined even after that happened, knowing that what they were stepping into. So I am always honored to be part of this program and to meet them. And they are true heroes in my eyes, even though every one of them will say, oh, I'm not a hero. But they did heroic. They did courageous things. And they were scared, and they did it anyway. And I just think that I'm always just so in awe of the whole experience when I get to meet them. So yeah.
Being surrounded by guys and gals who put the country first above themselves, right, is the ultimate sacrifice. We're sitting out here with first responders with the flag up, the same DNA, right? Society and country first, and then family.
Well, we appreciate what you guys do. Jennifer, Brian, thank you so much for everything. And hopefully people will take our advice and go to focusmarines.org, make your donation. You know what they're doing here. It's just such great work, and can't wait to meet Todd Nicely and Sean Harrigan a little later in the show. I think they're going to be here in the 8 o'clock hour. So thank you both.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much.
We do. Oh, by the way, I almost forgot. Hang on. I think we have a rather large donation that's about to be made here, if we can get him to come up here right now. And I appreciate that. Terry Selbert is joining us right now. Donating a check for $1,500 to Focus Marines Foundation.
That is
Thank
so
you.
Amazing.
And he is with Selbert's Auto Body here in town.
Thank you so much.
And we can't say enough about that. Terry, thank you very much. We do appreciate that, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
And that's good. See, we're off to a
great.
Good start.
And I do have one plug.
Yeah.
In April, we generally have our mess night event, which is a piece of Marine Corps history that it's our largest fundraising event that we have all year. And it is absolutely amazing to step into a room and experience some of that tradition, right? With our mentors who come out there and work with these people, it's fantastic. And you can find information on the website also, Mark.
Outstanding. FocusMarines.org. Thank you both.
Thank you.
Appreciate that. Absolutely. Coming up, we do a lot. We saw our friend Bo Matthews here a few minutes ago. I see Bo back there in the crowd.
You have to say Bo.
Bo Matthews is here this morning, and he does so much for the Eureka Police Officer Support Fund and the community down here in Eureka. We're going to talk to Chuck Mayer as well in just a couple of minutes. And talk a little bit more about what they're doing. They're building. They've got a new police station they're building down here, and the support fund has stepped in to help out these police officers in so many different ways. All coming up as we continue live in the beautiful downtown Eureka this morning. We'll be right back.
St. Louis is home for conservative talk.